Driving plays a big part in driving the local economy. It helps us all get where we're going and creates good jobs close to home. At Cenovus Energy, our refineries in Toledo and Lima are a reliable domestic source of gasoline, diesel, and jet fuel. Plus, more than 2,300 employees and contractors work for us here in Ohio. See how we're helping local communities move forward at Cenovus.com.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Welcome to the latest episode of Five on the Floor on the Five Reasons Sports Network. Thanks for joining us on your favorite podcast app. On Apple, we recommend Apple Podcasts. On Android, we recommend Spotify or the Five Reasons YouTube channel. Make sure you check out Off the Floor. That's where you get all the latest Heat information, get to communicate with other Heat fans, and with the core of the Five Reasons Sports Network and Five on the Floor. Get off of Twitter, $2.99 per month. Link right here in the description. Also, check out the great sponsors of the Five Reasons Sports Network. Our friend Lynette, you can reach out to her at insurancebylynette.com. That's two N's and two T's. insurancebylynette.com. One of the biggest Heat fans we know. She's on all of our platforms, but the biggest thing we tell you about is she can get you your insurance, life insurance, health insurance, everything, renter's insurance, homeowner's insurance. She can handle it over at insurancebylynette.com, based in Lauderhill, but service the entire South Florida area. So reach out to our smiling friend, Lynette, insurancebylynette.com. And now, today's episode. Down to Biscay.
Five on the floor, ride for my dogs. Where here's the thing, you can check the score. Hustle hard, couple scars, wearing bubble frogs. Just like Butler said, you in trouble, y'all. Kept the floor playing, got an all band. Y'all seen the block, stop with one hand. And Pat, we trust, it's power, have the guts. We're here to bring the heat, y'all can hang it up.
Welcome to Five on the Floor, a daily insider show on the Miami Heat and the NBA, featuring Ethan Skolnick, Greg Sylvander, and Alex Toledo, plus others from the Five Reasons Sports Network.
All right, welcome back to Five on the Floor. I'm actually up in New York getting ready for the draft tonight. A little bit of news today. Get to our floor plan. We got Timothy Bain. You can follow him at Timmy with a whole bunch of M's. He's our Bahamian correspondent. We've got Ben Tovia. He's going to be tonight at the draft party. The Heat are not having anything at the arena. It's actually at the Dolphin Mall, of all places. So Ben's going to be there with our photographer, Kevin Rodriguez, and they'll have all the action from there. Greg is going to be hosting a podcast tonight. I might pop in on there. Alex and Brady will join there. And of course, Eternal, Matt, and the rest of the Playback group, they'll be on Playback tonight as well. So we got you covered pretty much everywhere. But the big news right now, Bam Adebayo has signed his contract extension. There was so much talk about Jimmy Butler's contract extension. That is still up in the air. But Bam Adebayo is getting the max again. 3 years, $166 million. A major commitment to the guy who has been the carrier of the culture. He's the one who was appointed basically by Udonis Haslem, by Alonzo Mourning, by Chris Bosh, by Dwayne Wade. He is the captain now, even if he didn't enjoy it in his first season. You are the captain now, my friend. It is, you have no choice, and you're also extremely rich. Let's get to it, Timmy. The significance, let's not get to the Jimmy part of this yet. Let's just talk about the Bam part of this first. The significance of getting him locked in for 3 years and what the expectation level is on him as he's now going to be almost 30 years old, or he will be 30 years old when this thing ends.
So we see on Twitter every day people talking about getting this player, that player, of all different franchises, right? But you have to, you know, sometimes step back and realize what you have. You know, you could fawn over those other guys, but I think it's big that he was not able to draft him. You know, at that point, he was Whiteside's backup. You know, we draft him, we molded him, three-time All-Star, three-time defensive player. So many things, like you said, the culture, like he's like, I think about the Miami Heat, and I see him on the Mount Rushmore of big men. It is a commitment, and it's also, I think, too, it shows his commitment to the Heat, because he could have waited the next year and gotten an extra $150 million. He could have really played selfishly next year and make All-NBA and get the $346. So he basically, I mean, rich is rich, but he has basically signed off from chasing an extra $226 million. That's a significant amount of money to, I guess, ease the anxiety. And who are, and also too, you can't be telling these guys you make the sacrifice, you do that, but you haven't sacrificed it. So I think him as a man, as a leader, to say put pen to paper as soon as he can before the draft, before free agency, with all these Jimmy things swirling around. I think he has cemented himself as the torchbearer. Like, yeah, he has been placed there by the guys who called, but he is saying, no, this is my team. I'm proving it. I'm here to 2030. So don't mind I'm a group chat with Tatum and Mitchell. Don't mind that they am sitting next to them at the game. Like, I am here. This is my team. This is my city. And I put pen to paper. So I respect that huge wholeheartedly. I respect him minding up.
Yeah, Timmy, I mean, I think that's the thing, is that there was some chatter, which we called it stupid, on the podcast, about how Bam may look to go somewhere else because they're not putting a good enough team around him. I don't think there was ever any real fear of that, concern of that. Ben, as we go to it though, it does, well, a couple of things. First thing, this idea that the Heat won't spend again when they've had a chance to max out guys, and we can go all the way back to the Wade thing in 2015 and 16, and I know people will bring that up, but over the past few years, they have paid Tyler Hero. We can argue whether that was the right decision or not. They have paid Jimmy Butler without any issue the last time around. This time is a little different. They've now paid Bam twice. They in fact paid Bam early the last time when it was not in their advantage to do so, because it sort of curtailed any pursuit, if that had even been an opportunity, to get Giannis. So they have paid for these guys. They've let a couple guys walk, like Strus and Vincent. Strus, they were never really in the picture for. They paid Duncan Robinson. We can argue whether that was the right decision. But I think with Bam, it comes down to this, and I think Timmy hit on it. It's about the stability that he provides. But I'll ask you in this context though, if he's just as good as he's been, okay? If he, which is an elite defender, obviously one of the top two or three defensive players in the league, probably not two or three, and a player who offensively has made strides, but his offensive production tends to decline as the season goes on. If he's that, is this worth 3 years and $166 million?
I think so. Again, like, if
Oh,
he
I was going to bed. I was going to bed. I was going to bed. I was going to bed.
Well, I agree with Timmy that yes, it is absolutely worth it. Just by virtue of you're not going to find another player in the league who is giving you what he gives you. You try to replace him with any other center in basketball right now, and you're going to have to completely change the way not only your team is built, but the way they play on the floor. He covers up so many holes on the defensive end, and then when the going gets tough, he is your offensive system. You are running the ball through him. He's making plays at the top of the key or in the post. I mean, the word Shams used in his tweet announcement was cornerstone. He is their cornerstone. And I don't think there's a better way of putting it. He is the engine that makes this whole machine run. So, yes, even if he is just the same player he was this past season, I think you absolutely have to pony up the money for him.
All right, Timmy, I'll let you piggyback on that now.
No, yeah, for sure. People don't understand. They make these complaints about the Heat in general, but you don't understand what this team would be without Bam Adebayo. Like, it can't be overstated how crucial he is to what this team does on defense, offense. You have a J.J. Redick getting hired to the Lakers and say he wants to use AD as a hub. What do you mean? There's a player from Kentucky who does it too, and it's been pretty successful. Bam, like, Bam is gonna be like, there's so many things that he does that you need two other three players. You only have maybe Jokic, Sabonis, who could do what he could do offensively. None of those guys can do what he can do on defense, you know. So that's the rare combination, and it's definitely worth it. Like, if I had directed that he's getting $200 million, I wouldn't have even blinked. Like, he is the team. Like, he is the culture. He is the offense. He's the defense. Now, there could be more done to support him, but there is no Miami Heat in this iteration without him.
All right, so let's do this quickly now. Ben, biggest thing Bam needs to add to his game now.
The ability to consistently grab the ball, rebound the ball, and go 94 feet like Giannis does.
Okay, fair. Tim?
And then you broke up with the question.
I was saying that the one thing of everything that Bam needs to add now, consistently.
I have to agree with Ben. If he had the I don't give a mentality, Giannis has in his go to the rim, you'd see a whole different player.
All right. See, here's where I'm at with it. I know people are going to talk about the 3-point shot, and I get it. The development there would be nice if he could make, you know, one a night just to kind of spread things out a little bit. Again, depending on who he's playing with, which is something else we should talk about here. But to me, the single biggest thing is I just think he's got to get stronger on the block. Honestly, I mean what year are we going to be in now? He's drafted in 17, right? So we're going looking at year 8. I think it's time. I understand that he's undersized in some of those situations, but the ball's stripped from him too often when he goes low with it. I think he needs to develop at least one more move down there. Some things he's got some kind of go to, so that the only go to is not that little kind of shake in, you know, in the you know, in the mid range area over by the free throw line. Yeah, he needs something else down there, and I also do think he needs to attack more and get to the line more often. I mean, there is this fixation on him shooting the three, and I just think they can find other guys to do that. And particularly if he's going to be playing next to Jovic more consistently, then with Jovic's development as a 3-point shooter, and I expect the volume to go up there, then it's not really necessary, in my view, for Bam to develop that part of his game. Although, again, I understand why it would help, okay, but I don't think it's totally necessary. All right, one more, then the break, then we're going to talk about Jimmy. Now that Bam is locked in, who should be playing next to him? What kind of player? Timmy, start.
I hate to get in this too big scenario, but there's not to be a center, but there has to be somebody else who can take some of the grunt work off of Bam's plate. And I know it's impossible to find a player who can rebound and shoot threes, but someone who can space the floor and maybe guard, because Bam is only at best 6'8", 6'9". Like, we can't have him defending the 7-foot player and the point guard. But I think a big man like a Lopez who can defend, or like a Horford who can guard a bigger player and shoot three.
Ben?
I think Nico's a nice start, right? What he can do with the ball in his hands, his shooting, his you know, he does some of that grab the ball and just go stuff. But I would love to see some more athleticism in that front court. It just feels like outside of Bam, they just don't have guys who can jump, really, like who are athletic. They miss that Derrick Jones Jr. type of player who you could just throw out there and he's going to be jumping off the walls, springs in his legs. I want to see them add some athleticism.
All right. I want to tell you about a sponsor that you should add. Prize Picks, use the code 5, FIVE, get that initial deposit matched up to $100. They are legal, again, in the state of Florida. We know that the NBA and NHL are done. Congratulations, Panthers. I'll be at the parade on Sunday. Thanks for not doing it right outside my apartment and putting it on the beach, although I don't know if I'm going to go down to that, certainly not with a car now. We'll see. What's the parking going to be over there? $150. But anyway, congratulations to the Panthers. No congratulations to the Celtics, but congratulations to you if you sign up for Prize Picks. WNBA, MLS, international soccer, lots of stuff is on there. Esports, if you want to bet on that, there are some who actually do that, including our friends over at Rock Esports Center. Check it out, prizepicks.com. Use the code 5, FIVE. Get that initial deposit matched up to $100. Hey, it's Ethan Skolnick for 5 on the Floor on the 5 Reasons Sports Network. As you know, we heard from Pat Riley recently. Everybody has an opinion on trades, free agency, who they should keep, who they should give up, who they should get. Well, whatever it is that Riley and the Heat do, you don't want them giving up too much and getting too little, right? Well, the same is true of shaving products, and that's why I use Harry's shaving products. I love the weight it handles, I love the way it looks, and I love the quality of the shave. I have a little bit of trouble growing out a good beard, so better to just shave it off and make sure that it looks somewhat professional. These are German-engineered blades made in their own factory, so they stay sharp longer, means you can use them longer, and also they've got customizable delivery options for scheduled refills as low as $2, half of what you pay for other big brands. Also, I would recommend the shaving lotion as well and the body wash. So check it out. You can go to harrys.com/5. That's harrys.com/5. You'll get a $13 trial set for just $3. Again, don't pay too much and get too little. Same is true of shaving as NBA transactions. Harrys.com/5 for your $3 trial set.
Driving plays a big part in driving the local economy. It helps us all get where we're going and creates good jobs close to home. At Cenovus Energy, our refineries in Toledo and Lima are a reliable domestic source of gasoline, diesel, and jet fuel. Plus, more than 2,300 employees and contractors work for us here in Ohio. See how we're helping local communities move forward at Cenovus.com.
Menards is your electrical headquarters. We carry all the tools and testers you need for any electrical job. Stack up your toolbox with Southwire electrical products today. Right now, save big money on Southwire electrical tools, testers, cable ties, wire, and cable. Shop our huge selection in-store at Menards. Ranked number one in customer satisfaction among home improvement retailers according to J.D. Power. For more information, visit jdpower.com/awards.
Save big money at Menards.
All right, here's the big question. I'll go to you first on this, Ben. What do you think the implications are for Jimmy?
I mean, that report earlier today, I believe, from Windhorse, where he said that Jimmy, no matter what, like, is going to play out this next year in Miami. I mean, I don't see a world where they, like, actively get rid of him right now. I just can't see it happening.
Timmy, should they? Should they explore it?
I've told this to Brian. I think the only way I'd trade Jimmy is if I get him back PG in the pick. That's it. Paul George in the pick. Otherwise, you ride it out. Let Jimmy play the season. I don't think it's worth it to get a Jalen Green and all those picks. I don't think it's worth it to just get picks. Now, of course, yes, if Spider is coming, then I trade Jimmy to a three-team trade. So yeah, the answer is yes for two reasons, so PG or Spider-Man. Other than that, no, it's not. It has to be someone Jimmy's age and a pick. This is Paul George. We know what he can do on both sides of the ball. And you see, he tries to score. Mm-hmm. And Spider, who is in bounds timeline, his friend, you know, other than that, no, this is our team. Go, you just work on the edges. Get rid of Hero.
Well, this I knew that was going to come in at some time on the podcast. All right, I'll close with this because I'm going to stay consistent on this. And again, you can call this back later. I've said repeatedly that he wasn't going to be traded. So I'm going to stick to that. I think both sides know where this is. I don't think that the Heat are going to be throwing an extension at him anytime soon. And I also think I don't think they're trading him anytime soon. And I think Jimmy's position is going to be locked also. I think he's going to play out this year. The Heat are going to bank on him playing at a high level because he does have money at stake. He does have reputation at stake. And then I do think there's a pretty good chance that this is going to be Jimmy Butler's last year in Miami. And then we're going to have to talk about the pivot. But for neither party, this is the thing about it. And I keep coming back to this. For neither party is this really a bad situation. Okay. What's the worst case for Jimmy? That he plays 1 year on this very expensive contract, right? Opts out and basically gets to, if he plays at a high level, gets to go where he wants to go. I mean, there will be teams that have interest in him and can give him 3 years if that's what he wants. And in the Heat's case, again, what is the worst case? I mean, if Jimmy's not going to dog it, not in what essentially is a contract year for him, and it's not his nature anyway, they want him to be more available, but availability will play into his price tag after this season. So I don't think this is the worst case scenario for anyone. I think that, you know, this needs to be a better ending than the Heat have had with other players, but most endings are not good. And I've talked about the big three era that nobody left happy, but they've all come back in one way or another. Okay. And patched things up, and the Heat has patched up its reputation in this regard in a lot of ways. And I don't think not offering Jimmy the extension affects that. Now, will there be jealousy between Jimmy and Bam? I don't see that necessarily, but keep an eye on the friends of Jimmy who tend to appear on the Twitter spaces and maybe you'll get a sense of it. Because honestly, if I were them, I would keep it quiet right now. I don't think it's in Jimmy's best interest to go any further. All right, that's what we have on the BAM extension. Wanted to get in a quick episode. Appreciate Timmy and Ben for jumping in. More episodes later in the night. Again, make sure that you check out Playback. Playback, download the app. We're going to have a full crew on there tonight watching the draft with you. And again, I'll be at the draft again tomorrow, and we'll have a full crew there tomorrow as well. Have a good day, everybody.
Thank you for listening to the Five on the Floor on the Five Reason Sports Network. After all, someone needs to listen to my dad.
Man, that sunset is gorgeous.
Grill, patio, sunset. Hard to get better than that. Unless you're browsing Carvana's inventory while you soak it all in.
Oh, burger time.
So sit back, get comfortable. Carvana's got thousands of cars under $20,000 just waiting for you.
I could stay here forever.
Carvana, where car buying meets comfort, meets convenience. Download the app or visit Carvana.com today.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Driving plays a big part in driving the local economy. It helps us all get where we're going and creates good jobs close to home. At Cenovus Energy, our refineries in Toledo and Lima are a reliable domestic source of gasoline, diesel, and jet fuel. Plus, more than 2,300 employees and contractors work for us here in Ohio. See how we're helping local communities move forward at cenovus.com.
Menards is your electrical headquarters. We carry all the tools and testers you need for any electrical job. Stack up your toolbox with Southwire electrical products today. Right now, save big money on Southwire electrical tools, testers, cable ties, wire, and cable. Shop our huge selection in-store at Menards. Ranked number one in customer satisfaction among home improvement retailers according to J.D. Power. For more information, visit jdpower.com/awards. Save.